Good morning, everyone. It's Julie Harris. We are going to jump back into 25 surefire lead generators to make you more money. Okay, I'm going to very quickly, without a lot of detail, because it's already recorded on the call that I did last time, I'm going to go through 1 through 15. For those of you who missed that or didn't get that into your notes properly, I'm going to quickly just list the items without discussion. Then as we get to number 16, we'll get back into the swing of things, and I'll give you more detail on 16 on out to 25. So number one, 25 surefire lead generators make more money, expired listings. I love expireds. I could go on, I have gone on for many calls about why you want expireds. Number two was notice of default listings. Remember, NorconMarketing.com is a good resource for that. Number three is referrals from family, friends, past, current clients, business associates. We'll be doing a call just on that shortly. Number four, blogging and social media. And again, this list is posted. I'm just sort of jogging your memory so we're back in the groove of things here. Number five was Craigslist, Penny Saver, and other free online sources for lead generation. Number six was other agents in your office or not in your office. Particularly, we had a discussion about million-dollar listing agents who don't want or need short sales but still have short sale leads. Typically, that goes in their trash can. Number seven, local businesses talking to the human resources departments for relocation. Number eight, Starbucks and other gathering spots for their message boards and bulletin boards. Number nine was free short sale workshops. Those of you who are in the short sale class, there are several calls posted about specifically how to do a short sale workshop and how to do it in a very inexpensive way, by the way. Number 10, city council meetings. Number 11 was local media like newspaper and television. Number 12 was bandit signs. Number 13 was past clients, including adopting the other side. Those of you who already have lots of listings, what about the people who buy them? I guarantee you their agent is not following up with them. Number 15, align with local unions in your area. We talked about that. And that gets us through 1 to 15. Again, I burned through those, guys, because we already have a call posted on that. That's just to make sure that your list is complete. And now we're going to get into the nitty-gritty. Number 16, and this is something that I have a little bit of mixed feelings about, but I have to acknowledge it because I know you guys do it. Number 16 is networking at your local caravans or realtor tours. You guys call them different things in different markets. Caravan tour, you know, where you go and see all the new listings that your office or your area has. Now, some of you are saying, well, we don't do that in my area. You do that in your area. You just don't know about it. Ask your broker, ask your board, where and when are the local tour meetings? Okay, now, why do I have mixed feelings about it? Well, because a lot of agents sort of think that that's work and that somehow they're going to sell houses that way. You and I both know that's not true, but you can turn it into a networking event. You can turn it into prospecting by talking about the fact that you know how to close short sales, okay? I know that there are agents in the world who still believe short sales are impossible. It doesn't matter. If you don't already have the book, you can say, I wrote the book on short sales. Go to shouldishortsalemyhomebook.com. We've already written it for you. Some of you guys already have done this, but you're not using it the best way that you can. You can say, there's nothing that gives you more credit or more credibility than saying, I wrote the book on short sales. Go to shouldishortsalemyhomebook.com if you haven't already done this, and become our co-author. You don't have to write a thing except your own bio and upload your picture. That's it, and then you're a published author. We allow you to do that. Tim and I wrote that book together for you so that you can say, I am a published co-author, Tim and Julie Harris, Harris Real Estate University. I wrote the book on short sales. So when you're on the caravan, have that book with you. Give it to your fellow agents, okay, with a flyer stuck on the inside cover saying, send me your short sale listings. I'll send you a referral fee. So if you're going to go do caravan, make some money as a result, okay? Tell them, you know, you pay referrals for expireds. Work it, okay? Work your fellow agents and, you know, more than any other kind of lead, they're going to give you their short sale leads, okay? So if you're going to do caravan, you know, get listings from other agents who don't want to do short sales. I know you guys do caravans. In most cases, you're not making any money from it, so start making money. Number 17 is your center of influence. I want you all to make sure that you listen to last Friday's interview with a superstar with Valerie Fitzgerald from Beverly Hills, California, That was, again, last Friday. That's posted on superstarinterviews.com. It's also posted at the blog, timandjulieharris.com, under Superstar Interviews tab. Why do I want you to listen to that? Because she is brilliant at working. Number 17, center of influence, family, friends, neighbors, social networks, business networks. Valerie talked about how often she emails newsletters out, how she talks to them. She goes to these different meetings and events, and that most of her business, and most of her business is pretty expensive, guys, most of her business comes from her network and from talking to past clients and centers of influence. Okay? Now, excuse me, some of you guys are getting like 10% of your business from referrals that way. And some of you fall into the category that 10% has become 100% of what you do and you're just waiting from deal to deal. Well, if you're already getting referrals without really asking for them, imagine what you would get if you actually systematically went about this. And again, Valerie's call is a great place to get your mind working on that. Again, that's at superstarinterviews.com. There's actually two interviews with Valerie there. This was the follow-up interview, kind of a where is she now type of interview. So you want to catch that if you didn't already. Now, realize that when you're doing social networking, that part of the point is for you to have access to your friend's center of influence. So, you know, if you are somebody that's maybe not the most social person in the world, we've talked about how to get online and find something you're interested in. It does not have to be real estate oriented. It could be a wine tasting. Tim and I have on our list because, you know, we're not originally from here. We need to get out and know our area more. We have a list of things that we're going to do in the next 60 days, and a lot of it doesn't have anything to do with real estate, but we want to expand our new friends here in our new town and basically just get out more. So what are we going to do? There's an arts festival. We're going to go to a glass-blowing seminar. We're going to go to there's like a ceramics class where they teach you how to do certain things and you walk away with a piece of art. Just for the sake of getting to know more people. Now, if I was selling and Tim was selling real estate full-time instead of running the university and coaching full-time, believe me when I tell you, we would be doing something every single weekend to get to know more people. Talk about selling real estate. All you have to do is let them know what you do. And now more than ever, people love to talk about the real estate market. So don't ignore that. We had a whole call about how to expand your center of influence. That happened back in January because that was one of the first spokes that we talked about, one of the first lead generators. If you haven't done anything about that yet, this is your reminder, your call to action. Get out there and don't be a secret agent, okay? I can't really schedule things for you guys. You're smart enough. You should be able to do it on your own. Okay. Next, number 18. This is something people don't think about. Your real estate signs. Announce your short sale training and expertise. Use a sign writer that says you are a short sale expert. Okay? You can even say on your sign, I wrote the book on short sales. Whatever you need to do, put flyers on your sign. How to get your free copy of Should I Short Sale My Home? Okay? When you do the Should I Short Sell My Home book, you can digitally deliver it. You don't have to pay to get it published if you don't want to. You can send it to people's email addresses for free. Excuse me. Sorry. Okay. So use your real estate signs. When we were selling full-time on our real estate signs, you know, you got to realize this is a form of advertising, something you have to do, so you might as well utilize it. Okay, so for example, we had the 800 number on our sign. We had a brochure box with flyers on the home that it was in front of, as well as all the homes in the neighborhood, not the addresses, but their own extensions. We were working it for free 24-hour recorded information call, this phone number, this extension. We worked the daylights out of the sign itself. It is a form of advertising. Some of you guys don't think of it that way. How do I know that? Because when I drive around in Las Vegas or when I drive around in Orange County or wherever we're traveling for speaking events, I see some of the most lame signs I've ever seen in my life that have no information on them. Some of them don't even have the agent's last name. Most of you live in towns where that's illegal now. And I'm not saying that that's all of you. Some of you guys have really kick-butt signs where you're doing everything that we talk about. You're using an 800 number. You're using the flyers on the sign. You've got just one phone number. You know, it doesn't look crazy. So I remember one time we went down into Mississippi, and I'm telling you, they were like handwritten signs down there. Now, I realize there are places in the country that are not quite as with it as civilization, but honest to God, handwritten with a pen? These are not FSBO signs. These were realtor signs. Wow. You know, now it's been a few years, not too many, but that illustrates my point. Use your signs as a professional advertising venue. Number 19, your business cards. Make sure that all of your cards identify your specialty with short sales or REOs. Put your designations that you've received from Harris Real Estate University on your card, on your website, your blog, your email address, your any autoresponders that you have. Make sure that people are clear on what you do. If you specialize in expireds, for example, you can say specializing in selling homes that are hard to sell. You know, you don't even have to say why they're hard to sell. You don't have to say, you know, because agents screwed it up or something, okay? But advertise yourself. Don't be a secret agent. Okay, let's see. And Patty in Brentwood, Tennessee. Hi, Julie. Hope you're feeling better this week. Thank you. I'm working on it and still have this bronchitis trying to get me, but I will kick its butt eventually. Louise in East Brunswick, New Jersey, saying, so happy she's here. So thank you. A lot of you guys have said hello, good morning, and good afternoons. And I'm glad that you guys are here in this class. Really, what I want you to do is take at least, even if it's just one thing from this class every single week, because we talk about a lot of stuff, take one thing and implement it each week. And by the end of the year, the accumulation effect will have kicked in and you'll be making a lot more money and helping a lot more people. Okay, number 20, for sale by owners. That's right, the notorious FSBOs. And we're going to be talking about for sale by owners throughout the entire year. It's something that Ineke and Ralph over in Belgium specialize in. And, you know, this is something everyone should be targeting. Now, there's not tons of for sale by owners at all times, but who cares? All you need to do, for some of you, if you listed one per month and did 12 more deals this year, just take 12 times your average net commission, that's worth the effort, isn't it? We think of for sale by owner signs as help wanted signs. Door knock them. You know, announce that you are the specialist in the area. You happen to be driving by. You wanted to see how you could help them. That is the easiest script in the world, isn't it? I was driving by on my way to an appointment. I noticed you have a help wanted sign in your yard. How can I be of assistance to you? Make them laugh, right? So for sale by owners, that is, of course, a category. We've got lots of calls about that, and we'll be getting deeper into for sale by owners this year. Okay, so number 21, just write down the word me. Okay, what I'm saying is you guys are your own best marketing tool. When you go out of your home, out of your office, make it a point to talk about real estate, okay? I always use my example when I'm in my Pilates class. I'm usually talking about coaching stuff that people don't really, the average person doesn't know what that is. So they just think that I sell real estate. That's fine, okay? I get leads without trying to just by talking about it. In my Pilates class, guys, I used to get, back when everybody thought loan mods were the solution, and I wish that they had been, but it's not up to us, I used to get tons of loan mod leads. It's crazy. All I do is talk about it. I play in a community band and a concert band. I have three referrals going right now to students. Two are to Mark Shander in Long Beach. I've got one over to a student in Southern Florida. They're referrals. Okay, if I was selling full-time, I probably would have worked Long Beach stuff myself. Got one going on with a graduate student in Las Vegas, Lyndon Holderman. Okay, so that's without really, if I'm being honest, I'm not really working. I'm not, like, asking the way I want you guys to ask. I don't talk about it constantly, but people know sort of what I do. And all of these referrals from the community band and Pilates, they know that I coach for a living. That doesn't really make any sense to them, so they just figure I'm a realtor, which is also true. My point, guys, is that I'm not working it as hard as you guys should be working it, and I got four referrals on the table right now, okay? So, you know, that's from my own personal sphere. If I refer you guys to each other, I obviously don't charge any referral fee for that. It came from my center of influence to a student. Yes, I do have a little bit of a referral fee. But so what? They didn't generate it, you know? Point being, open your mouth when you are out there. If you're going to your kid's soccer game, talk about what you do for a living. You will be amazed how many leads will come your way. Just be the expert that you are. Number 22, clubs and associations that you belong to. You know, this could be a wine of the month club. One of the things that the Darnies do, our short sale coaches, is that they're into wine of the month clubs. I think they do two or three of those, and they're very into that type of thing. They have lots of things going on with their kids. You know, get out there and do something you're interested in. We've talked about that a lot. My only question is, are you doing it? So some of you should send me over the webinar, what are you doing to stop being a secret agent? Okay? Love in Denver said, Love, I love your name, Love. You've got, like, the best name in the world. I don't think you of everyone, Love, in Denver, I cannot imagine a seller or a prospect ever getting mad at you because your name is Love. You have such an advantage, right? And you're a great student, so I appreciate your enthusiasm. And Love says, thanks a lot for the class. So send some things over the webinar to me so that you can share them with other students. What are you doing to not be a secret agent? Where were your referrals coming from? And again, this should not be the only thing you do. It's just one spoke of what you know how to do. Okay? Number 23. Okay, I hope you guys are sitting down because this is something that not everybody is willing to sign up for. You know, I hope that you guys are ready to write this down. It's called door knocking. I want you to write down A, identify neighborhoods that are, quote, high risk for short sales, or, you know, you see a lot of sales happening there. It doesn't have to be just short sales, guys. If you search in your MLS and your question when you do this search, Tim and I used to do this all the time, especially usually what would cause us to do it is if we had a slow week, we'd say, seems like nothing's selling. Let's search in the MLS and see what is selling. So search your MLS and identify what are the hot zip codes. Go door knocking there. Spend at least 2 days a week in those neighborhoods, okay? And again, you'll be really surprised at what you can get as a result. Okay, so door knocking. Now, I suggest that you be more targeted than just door to door. And also, excuse me, a quick note to self. If you are one of my, I don't really want to call you foreign students so much as English as a second language, because most of you guys are, you know, American, and I don't want to be too politically correct or incorrect here, but I'm talking about those of you who speak English as a second or third or fourth language. I have found that my foreign students do best door knocking. Why? Because you can talk with your hands and because people can see you face to face and you don't have as much of an accent issue or a language barrier. So if you are listening, and it also tends to be you guys that don't speak up over webinars, okay, excuse me, if you are prospecting challenged because you have a language barrier, start door knocking. It'll work better for you. I have a student in Chino Hills, California, very strong Hispanic accent, but she lives in a Hispanic area. She kicks butt every day she goes out. She gets a new listing lead. She lists 2 to 3 per week like clockwork. Why? Because she goes to an expired door, and then she prospects 5 doors on either side, you know, next to it and in front of it. And because she's bilingual and she is prospecting in a bilingual neighborhood, she kicks some serious butt. It's incredible. And she never picks up the phone. I shouldn't actually say that to you guys because, you know, that makes you say, well, if she doesn't pick up the phone, gives you a built-in excuse. She does it for the reason of the language barrier, though. So something to think about for my English as a second language folks out there, okay? And it, you know, it depends. Some of you guys are completely understandable over the phone. Other times I have free coaching calls. I had a free coaching call with somebody, what was it, Thursday? And they were Venezuelan, I believe. And I'm pretty used to tuning into accents because I coach all the time, day in and day out. But if they were prospecting a for sale by owner, I'm not sure how much attention they would get because you really, really had to listen to her. And if this is a major challenge for some of you, go to an accent reduction class, okay? Costs, sometimes it's free, and it makes a huge difference. So that's just a sideline for some of you who are out there and are prospecting challenged. Okay, Homeowners Association. Ah, I love this one. This is number 24. Homeowners Associations, especially your own in your own neighborhood. But even if you're not, ask your friends about their associations. If you have a condo listed and there's a homeowners association, you need to be in with that place, the person who is running it. Approach them with the idea that you're helping them collect past dues if they'll provide information regarding delinquent homeowners association dues. This is a gold mine, guys. Again, how do you do that? Find out who's in charge of the HOA. Introduce yourself as an expert, either in person or over the phone. Go to the next homeowners association meeting and let them know that you are there to help. You have this listing over, you know, unit 8C, and that you are aware that maybe those people are behind on their homeowners association dues. Gosh, it would be your pleasure to call anyone or maybe even door knock them who are behind on their HOA dues and find out whether maybe they need to be selling the home and getting something for the HOA in the process. Great, great networking tool. On the short sale end, working the HOA dues. That's kind of part A. Part B is homeowners associations are fantastic for getting listings. If you live in a neighborhood with an HOA, you've got to be on that board. Number one, you'll get anything done on your property that you want to get done right quick because you get to vote about it and because you can, you know, be there for the discussion. That's a sideline. Number two, you're going to find out what's going on with everybody and network, because the other people going to these HOA meetings, guys, they live all throughout your homeowner's community on different streets. You're really expanding your network and your referral base. We've done that before. I used to get tons of condo listings back when we lived in Columbus and Olentangy Forest. Loved those referrals. And, you know, it's right there in my neighborhood. I could walk to the listing appointments. It was fantastic. I knew everything that was going on all the time. So if you live in an HOA and you're not on the board yet, that is your immediate homework. That can be a serious gold mine. Okay, number 25, and then we'll wrap up the call. Number 25 is your Chamber of Commerce. Offer to speak at an upcoming meeting about how short sales can help stop a foreclosure. Or if you don't want to go down the short sale route, offer to give some information on local area housing statistics. Chamber of Commerce is always interested in having guest speakers. It's free, by the way, and it's a great way to both network and get referrals. Okay, so over the past two calls, you've learned 25 ways to get more listings. Your homework is choose 5 to 10 of these lead generators and apply them to your daily routine, not yearly, not monthly, not even weekly. Work on them daily. No excuses. If you want more listings, you have got to take action today, okay? And, again, thank you, guys. I'm getting a lot of hello and good mornings and get betters. So thank you. I am amongst the living. It's just highly cough medicined, okay? So, again, homework is choose 5 to 10 lead generators and get to work. Don't expect all of this to work instantaneously. It is the accumulation effect of daily effort which makes agents superstars. Don't try something, you know, you try the flyers that we talked about, and because it didn't work for the half hour you gave it, you decide it didn't work. It's the accumulation effect, guys. Okay? Remember, the poster that I've shared with you before, we used to have this in our real estate office that said, repetitious boredom pays off. Repetitious boredom pays off, especially for my veterans who just think every single deal is basically like Groundhog Day. I understand that, okay, and that sometimes prospecting can be boring. Repetitious boredom is what makes you wealthy in real estate, guys. It's not the sporadic attempt at implementation. It's repetitious boredom of constant implementation on a daily basis, okay? The real estate treasure map, if you haven't done that yet, that'll help you implement. It will help you get your goals straight and keep you motivated. RealEstateTreasureMap.com. Let's see. Keeping track of your spokes on your erasable whiteboards. That is a critical idea. Post what you're supposed to be working on so you don't forget about it. Okay? When you generate, you don't have to tolerate. That means the more leads you create, the more you'll be able to let go of uncooperative sellers, better known as time-wasting overpriced listings. By doing this, you'll earn more money and get more listings because you'll be helping more people who want your help. Okay, so remember, when you generate an abundance of leads, you don't have to tolerate poor quality conversations, potentially abusive prospects or clients. And it's interesting because my students who really get this, they always say, I don't know what you're talking about. I don't have any problems like that. Why? Because they only list half to sell sellers, okay, and they only work buyers who are pre-qualified, people who appreciate their hard work, their effort, their time, and are willing to do the right thing. So I want you guys to be really, really tuned into that and post some of these things in your office. You know, a lot of our graduate students actually have had posters made with some of these sayings that go across their desk When you generate, you don't have to tolerate. I know that's up in Mark Shander's office, right in front of his buyer agent's desks. You know, repetitious boredom pays off, as in a lot of their offices as well. That just reminds you every single day you got to work this lead generation. Why am I spending so much time on lead generation? Well, this is a prospecting class, and because we know that when you generate, everything else falls into place. When you have an abundance of leads, guys, you know, you have to pre-qualify. You have to go on appointments. Okay, Love in Denver says, I get most of my referrals from past clients in my center of influence. Touching your client and center of influence at least twice a month is very important. I never delete any client from my list because never delete any client from your list just because you're done hearing from them. You know, here's the thing. I want you to call them. Get away from, well, they'll just call me when they're ready. You know, they'll come back to me. You got to put them on your list. And as Love says, Love calls every 2 weeks minimum to center of influence and past clients. And don't forget to adopt the other side of the deal, guys. So, and as a result, what does she say? Love says, I get most of my referrals from past clients and center of influence. Perfect. Okay. Again, that's one spoke of many, but it's one that all of you can work harder. Okay. I would love it if 50% of your business came from referrals. I think that's great. Why? They know, love, and trust you. They don't go after your commission. And that creates more and more and more referrals. Okay. Those of you who are new or newer to the business, what you do now greatly impacts what your business will look like, not just next month, but 5 years from now, 10 years from now. If you are new to this business and you're like 50 years old and you don't want to have to prospect when you're 60 years old, you got to work this center of influence and past client and referrals and expireds and all the stuff we talk about now so that you can have a little bit more freedom down the road in your career and not have to be going constantly back to square one, okay? Now, if you need help in between calls, go to freecoachingcallsforagents.com or you can send me a direct email, coachjulieharris@gmail.com. You guys are all doing a fantastic job. I hear from most of you on a weekly basis. Keep being the hope for homeowners. Keep doing a fantastic job. We'll talk to you soon. Have a great week.